And we will. The heads of the cabal have left Terra. They are cornered on Mars, which is great. I advise you to just look on Google, all the CEOs of the big corporations who have resigned recently, well, they may all on Mars and cornered. Keely Tucker tar all the children out of the underground. Elena, not all. The Earth Alliance is still fighting to get them out. 220 are the old movies about vampires based on the Kylie Tuckert. Elena, no, they are based on the Hafhanui Chondras. They are in my book. It's very interesting cause they look like the Kylie Tuckert but they have black hair. They come from Beta Sexton Xanthi have inspired stories of vampires. Ancient symbols of energy and vortices, are they the same in other system planets? Thorhan, the symbols are more or less the same because the symbols represent the dynamics of the elements. You have most of the time spirals, circles or arrows in circles, sometimes spirals are the most common. Kylie Tuckert, these are the Kylie Tuckert, tall grey but with very pale skin. They can also be called tall whites and their ships are black triangles. They come from constellation Vela. It is located in the star system Sahel in Thek constellation Velia and they named their planet Keela and Tuckert is the name of the race. That's why they call themselves the Keela Tuckert. They are about 6 foot tall beings, they are living up to 200 years regarding to the Earth orbit system and also they are one of the oldest races in this galaxy. They have bred themselves with different races so there are variants. They are not members of the Galactic Federation of Worlds but the Galactic Federation of Worlds tries still to this day to get them in as members. Why? Because that would force them to behave and follow the rules. They have ties and agreements with the Nebu-Orion Alliance of the Six, for instance, and with the U's government on Earth, the dark side of it, the Deep State. But they go solo although they're part of the Alliance of the Six Orion. They don't consider themselves as part of the collective. They are very independent. Nonetheless, they are a very evolved culture. Their culture fits all the requirements to enter the Federation, but there is only one problem. They are traders and ethic cannot stop them. That's the problem. They trade, and they do the slave trade, do the genetics trade. They are merchants. So getting them in would put an end to their trade and would make them thugs. So that's the thing they try together, that's a good politics, you know, instead of trying to destroy a culture because they are annoying, well, try to get them in to help them evolve to more peaceful and culture that would act differently and in a more ethical ways and try and get this culture to have to benefit from this new membership and this benefit would compensate for what they wouldn't do anymore. That's what's happening in the moment with them. They are skilled shapeshifters. But the one thing that gives them away is the aspect of their eyes which remain obsidian dark with no white. That's something they cannot change. They can put lenses. They can do that. Their true appearance is that of tall grey humanoids. They have reptiloid genetics. Very like the Anunnaki, but they are not related that I know. Tall white is a name that can be given to many different species, even benevolent ones. The people from Alpha Centauri, for instance, they can be called tall whites as well, and they're very nice. They have very pale skin. Sometimes they are also regularly mistaken for the Matra. But they have really grey skin and they have different face, more animal, more hateful and very wrinkled. The Matra are not shapeshifters. They have darker grey skin, uglier face and wider skulls. The Keela Tuckert have two genders, male and female, and are of peers. They lay eggs. They are 221 reptoid nature. They mainly abduct for sexual slave trade and food, and many of them work as mercenaries for different structures. Although they possess a great weaponry power, they do not search for conflict. They're just traders. Frequent incidents with the Galactic Federation of Worlds occur on a regular basis, and I've seen that. Due to the Keela Tuckert's illegal business on Terra. Their ship are elongated black triangles with corner lights underneath plus a large central one and they are very recognizable. Compared to the US Navy TR-3B who are smaller, thicker aspect clear metallic gray, round wrangles and noisy, the Kilidoggert ships do not make any noise. They have sharp edges and they are bigger and they possess a cloaking system based on quantum reflection. Quantum reflection is a type of cloaking system that doesn't use a huge normal cloaking system by frequency shift, but by reflecting underneath what is above it. That means that that will take like a hologram projected underneath. Were they like the Phoenix lights? I'm not convinced the Phoenix lights were Lilloy-Tockert because the Phoenix light you had a Serisoff light on the side. I think it was Dreyer's, who are not nice as well. That's a key Lilloy-Tockert male and that's a female, and the female can appear like this but they can be more grey-like. I show the female as shape-shifted. My friend Stephen Quare, who did his testimony about Area 51, the super soldier, he worked in Area 51 and if you watch the interview he speaks about the Kilidoggert, who are working there. He said in Area 51 there were three types of greys, the small greys, who were running around and working as worker forces or slaves for everyone else and Matra and Kilidoggert. The Matra they come from Galaxy Andromeda. They are very nasty. They work solo but they're also part of the Alliance of the Six or Nebu or Orion group. Kilidoggert and Matra both are solo individual people, but they have agreements with the Orion. They're also part of the Orion group. Kilidoggert and Matra hate each other, well the Maiti anyway hate everyone. They are very nasty. So Stephen met some Kilidoggert. He said they are very distant, very scorny and they look at you like this, who are you, like little inferior species? They are not very communicative, they consider themselves superior and technologically of course they are, but not maybe in spiritual evolution. Stephen said that the female had long white hair and when you say that I went oh oh, Thorhan just showed me the same thing. And the females were not communicative either. They were working, he, 222, was suspecting. They were working for genetic experiment and building ships and working with the local. So it was the former space program and the CIA and the MJ-12. That's where the Kilidoggerts were working with, who building ships and doing experiments. So they had their own facility in Era 51, which is in the mountain in a modern slope and underground. They also have a portal there where they can communicate with their friends in Vela on Kila. People there were calling them tall whites although they knew their name Kilidoggert. Stephen saw one or two ships. There was a kind of buried hangar with two Kilidoggert ships, black triangles, these black triangles, and he could really see that. They are involved with deep state, with but you know not in politics. They are just traders and mercenaries. They come here to do experiments and take genetic material, take slaves for sex slave trade and they trade them with other groups, can be the Orion group, the Chukar Empire, the Dark Fleet, the Altair group, the Alcyone or Aldebaran groups. Thorhan contacted me, they had prisoners. They had caught a couple of Kilidoggerts, a male and female, and they were on the station before being transferred out of the solar system. So they're in transfer and he said well we have them for 2 days so I could interview them, but at distance. What I've learned from that, apart from everything I told you until now, is that their planet Killer must be quite beautiful, because it's a very cold planet. There's a lot of ice, but at the equator through is their own beautiful nature and forest and they mostly live all over the equator funnily. While interestingly on their planet, although they do despicable things in the galaxy, they are annoying, unplanet, believe it or not, they are peaceful race, who have a very evolved civilization, culture with arts, music. And the one thing they praise the most, it's their children. I know they're going to torture children of other species, but their own children, that's something. The female was telling me, a children it's everything. It's still to me a mystery. How a culture who love their children so much, is able to do harm to children of another species. I don't get it. I know though they consider ourselves themes of their superior as ourselves. I speak as an earthling, Terran. We love our children so much, right? But what are we doing to the children of the animals? We'll slaughter to eat. How do we treat lambs, calves, chicks? Right, we love our children. But we have no ethics for children of other species on the same planet. That helps me to understand why how a species such as the Killytoket can love their children so much, betray slave trade the children of Terra. That's how they consider us. Will they experience karma? Is karma real concept galactically? That's super interesting, because maybe not. Why karma should be a universal law? Could karma be trap that you keep on reincarnating and again and again and again? Karma can be the law of cause and effect. I do not have the answer, and this is an open discussion. Do we experience karma on Earth because we slaughter the baby animals? Maybe. Shows star map and drawings of Killytoket, 223. That's the drawing I made of the Killytoket, the prisoner, the merchant that they caught on the station. That was a quick sketch I made of him. Stephen Quay was saying that they look like a Barbie doll. It's like a Barbie doll, squashed on the sides. It's give course. The most approaching depiction of the Killytoket, exactly how I saw them and how Stephen describes them. Killytoket abduct a lot of people. These faces look that the eyes are always black. Many more pictures, 224. I told you, they bred themselves a lot. So there are variants of them. They look like this or like this. That's a drawing of someone who was abducted. That's tall white skeleton that can be a variant as well, with no mouth. And also sometimes they have no mouth. That's them, they can radiate light like this. That's one of my favorite because the one on the left it doesn't really look exactly like a Killytoket, but it shows tall gray with dark eyes. And on the right that's what they look like shape, 225, shifted. I think that the female is absolutely perfect. That's a human version of Killytoket, you can mistake them for Nordics. But you see the very waxy quality of the skin. Stephen said as well, and I couldn't agree more with him. This color of skin it like whitish, it's gray so pale gray that it's nearly white. Stephen described it as a corpse, a dead person skin. That could be a Killytoket. That's from a movie. That's a very good also drawing of them. They have colonia everywhere. I made this, that could be a human shape-shifted Killytoket. Charles Hall said, they were friendly and have humor the same way we do, but they get angry and aggressive if you go near them or if they feel threatened. Yes. As there was a portal that they were coming. I don't think these ones were coming from Vela, they were coming from Alpha Centauri or something like that. They have outposts a bit everywhere. And yes. The female told me on their planet they are nice people. You know it's like Terrans, us, we're nice people. But look sometimes what we can do. We can go and ransack and rape and do slave trade ourselves as well and kill everyone and be very mean. But at the start we can be really nice people. Killytoket are like this. They are species with a potential to be member of the Galactic Federation. That's why the Federation tries to get them in. They want to save them, to help them evolve. Like what they do with us. Of course they fight them and they try to stop them doing their stuff, their evil traffic. But their difference is that the Killytokets are above level 2 civilization, so they are not like third world development, civilization like us. The Galaxy Federation has difficulty regarding to the ethics storyly intervene and they can't kill, they can't destroy us, they can't kill us because that's part of their laws. But the Killytokets, they can shoot at their ship directly, if they are not nice, because the Killytoket have reached a stage of civilization, that is not any more considered as a primitive. So the law of non-intervention doesn't work anymore for them. The law of non-intervention concerns primitive civilizations under level 2. So Killytokets be nice people. I mean this couple I've interacted with on Thorhan station, the male was an asshole. But the female was very communicative and telling me about the children. She was telling me so much, and they have arts like us. We would have the potential to become like Killytokets and hopefully we won't. Knowing the Killytoket to me was like getting to know better humans of Earth. It was very reflective. Now I'm going to show you the ships. The Killytoket are part of the Nebu Alliance. The Alliance of 6th is Nebu, Maitre and Killytoket. They are part of the Orion Group who signed the agreements with the MJ-12 in 1954. 226. They are in charge to exchange with the American government's people against technology. Kiletokerts are very good in trading. So the trade slaves, humans for either food or reptilians, either slave workforce for everyone who needs, either genetic material, or either sexual slave trade. The slave trade has two aspects, workforce and sex, genetic experiments and food. And they are also hence in charge of giving technology to the deep state. But they're not that fool, they're not giving the real good stuff, I mean how to power drive a ship, interdimensional travel or everything that is dangerous, that we can use to be better than them. What they do, Stephen Hastertley explained it to me, they give a ship and they remove the drive and they say here we go. Work it out. And when you work it out you can build them and we help you to build them. But just work it out, sort it out work. So the US secret space programs, some because there are different secret space programs, some air good, but the ones in I can speak of Area 51. So they give this technology in exchange of slavery. The US Navy has benefited of this technology to build copies of these ships. Most of the round ships that you see it would be more German side, because the reptilian ships are round, discoidal flat discs. One is triangular. It's the American side of copying these ships because the Americans trade with greys. And those in charge of giving the technology are Zeta Reticuli and Kiletokert. The Germans deal with reptilians. It's different. Kiletokert of this black triangular ships, it's not equal shape, it's like elongated, it's more pointed on the side. That's important because the TR-3B from the US Navy it's equilateral triangles. The TR-3B it's not only one prototype, there are different types of TR-3B. 1:13 and 30 seconds, that's a Kiletokert, so it's flat black triangle. It makes no sound, because it's anti-gravitational and it uses a propulsion system with ionization. So it's totally silent, it's so silent that even everything around when they arrive is silence. They distort time-space. So many people who have witnessed the appearance of a Kiletokert ship they feel weird, they feel mesmerized and hypnotized, because this is a distortion of even the density and the time-space, and you feel completely called by it, like drawn to it like a magnet and hypnotized. Usually, in fact most of the cases when you see this ship, you're gonna be in trouble, because if they've decided to take you, they make contact and in the following night you may go on this ship. So I ask you to memorize this picture, to notice the sharp angles. It's not equilateral, on the left side, 227, it's more pointy and there's a small light in the middle. And normally it's bigger than that. Imagine 6 foot tall greys standing up in the ship and there are many levels. TR-3B, you see the difference? That's the regular traditional TR-3B from the US Navy. Equilateral triangle, rough sides, round angles and in the middle a big huge circle, which is an airlock and a propulsion system. These make noise and they can't cloak themselves. More images, 1:17, 228, Dinkelsbühl, Germany. The 2nd of July 2021 you have the red lights often underneath. And the TR-3B have always either yellow or white lights. This one it's very interesting because it is in the process of cloaking. You can have blue lights underneath. Blue-green Kiletokert you can have blue and green lights, more often it's red. All the US Navy prototypes have white lights, or yellow. These images I found them on internet and with the help of Thorhan we sorted them out. They are those who do the most of the abductions. How to recognize them? They do not have this radiance of hate that a Maitre would have. Kiletokert are like us, believe it or not. They have art, they can express love. Sometimes those who go on expeditions for trading choose to shut down their ability to connect with love. I think we do pretty much the same empathy. When the Kiletokert take you either beam in your room, either beam you on their ship, They will be 229, submitted as every creature and agriculture to the law of free will. If you stand for yourself as I also always explain and you say I do not consent to be abducted, I never consented and I am a free human being, and I do not consent to be abducted. Bring me back home. That is my right, I am entitled to be brought back, home. I do not consent to this. This works 90% of the case and sometimes they say well no. With a kilitokurt it's easy to do that, because they will respect that. If you consider yourself like scared little cattle, slaves, they will treat you like this. If you consider yourself as equal like hey what are you doing? I do not consent, bring me back home. You stand as an equal, you speak equal to equal with them, same level as you would speak to another human being. They listen to you, they respect that, believe it or not. If you stand up for yourself above the level of cattle, they will listen to you. Kilitokurt can have empathy, because it is in their culture. This is why the Federation wants to try to get them in. I receive a lot of emails with stories, I can't answer them all, I'm sorry. The amount of people being taken by the Kilitokurt is insane. Although one story caught my attention above everything, a mother and her daughter, they became friends of mine. The mother saw a Kilitokurt ship once. She was taken for hybridization program. A male Kilitokurt came to her and it was about the many people in the room abducted for having sex with them. Sometimes they do, sometimes they just take surgically what they need. This woman, she was like alright we're going to have sex then okay. The Kilitokurt man went like this woman is not scared and she's behaving as an equal and he respected her. He explained to her I need to do it and she said she gave her consent and she said okay do it. And she felt that he kind of regretted it. He wasn't feeling comfortable with it, because she had stepped up like an equal. She considered him like equal to equal, not as a superior alien being. No, just another guy okay you're gonna do it. Do your job and bring me home and the story she said to me, she's so empathy, she saw this guy was disturbed and that's what we need. They had a beautiful daughter, and the father, the Kilitokurt father is looking after the daughter, protecting her. Yes, because he respected the mother, because she respected him in a way that she stood as an equal. So when you stand as an equal with such races, suddenly there is an exchange in communication. It's all down to us. If we keep on considering ourselves like cattle and slaves, they keep on doing their job. But if we stand up or say I do not consent and you start to talk to them as you would talk to anyone else, that's a different song. They stop, they leave you alone. And that's what the Galactic Federation tries to explain to us, stand on your feet, no more on your knees. And Val told me we cannot liberate a slave who holds onto his chains. You know, it wasn't rape. She consented and she said to me well it was quite enjoyable afterwards. And he did it with respect, because he had a job to do and they both took the best of it. And very strange story, I think he liked her. Anyway I could write a sci-fi movie about that. That's nearly at the edge of romantic I can say. She didn't say no way. She said okay let's do it. She would have said no, he wouldn't have done it. He would have stand up on her feet as an equal and say no there's no way you're touching me, bring me back home. He would have had brought her home. But she didn't. She said okay let's do it let's get on with it and she was kind of curious and she said I had good time. That's so weird, but these things can happen. Kilitokurt are people like us. Like us they do horrible things. Like you see love their children. Knowing them is really rethinking about who we are really. But still it's not nice to be abducted by them. I was judging before the Kilitokurts like total pure assholes, because Thorhan really dislikes their behavior, not them. It doesn't dislike them, but he dislikes their behavior. A few times I saw him destroying Kilitokurt ships and he wasn't happy with that. But he had to because they were done despicable things about to do it, or they did it, I don't remember. Very fascinating people. Before I was really hating them and then I understood. I got to speak with this female I understood, oh my, 230, God, humans, they're the same. They're the same, duality, ambivalence, it's the potential of human soul. They have the same thing. Although they are grey reptilioides. They have this thing that we have also, the duality of our soul, that we can either do good and bad also. Human nature is able to go very deep in dark stuff and very high in benevolent stuff. Killy are the same. I'm really fascinated by them. Anyway, when you see a black triangular ship, that is a Killy Dockert ship, run. Do not try to enter in any sort of communication. I remind you that these people do slave trade, sell us for food, work in Era 51. They're not good company. The romantic story I told you with this woman, it's an exception. Do not try to engage with them. Do not. If you're stuck, engage, standing up. But if you are not, if you have the choice to not engage, do not engage with them. On the duality of the human soul. And often it's ignorance that make us judge other people. Killy Dockert are like us regarding to the duality. They are a technologically superior race, they treat us like cattle. It's horrible, there's no excuse for that, and it's not forgivable. Now let's think about ourselves, Earthlings. Well, some Earth humans are acting like the Killy Dockert, capturing people, children, leading slave trade, sex trade, conducing medical experiments, curling populations held on by humans of Earth, exactly the same way as the Killy Dockert do, but then it's us among ourselves. And yet it is the same species as the people who are light workers and work for love and light. This is the same species on the same planet. So that makes us think about understanding, about duality, about the fact that it is not the species, the individual by itself that is good or bad, malevolent or benevolent, regressive or progressive, asshole or light worker, but it is the choices that this person makes. To go to the bright side of the force, or the dark side of the force. Our choices, this is where this happens, our intention. Take a child is innocent, but regarding to the education, the circumstances in which this child will be raised, this child can become a psychopath, murderer or Nazi, or the same child raised differently can become a yogi or light worker or humanitarian. But the child at the start is a neutral human being. This is the choices we make. That make us who we are. That's us. That's the Killy Dockert, that's many other species in this galaxy. That makes us think about the nature of a being caught in a regressive environment. This being will be driven to dark path. Raised in a benevolent environment, this being will be raised as grow as a spiritual being. And this is where we are now with our children, with this generation of children that is coming, that is here, the new adults of the world of tomorrow. They are presented the two choices. It is our duty as we who understand, know what is happening, to guide our children to the bright side of the forest. Because now that the beast is dying, it is trying everything to catch the children and to subdue them into a matrix and make them zombies with all the screens and like TikTok, YouTube, everything, make of them zombies and drag them in the dark side of the force. It is us to tell them you want to know about crystals, you want to know about astral travel, you want to know about aliens. I know. I'm going to teach you, be vigilant. Children are ready to hear these stories in a way that doesn't scare them. They already tell them and help them, not to fall in the traps, because the dark ones, they know now that the children who are going to build this new world, they are awakening. They are coming more awakened already and they are looking for guidance. And if we don't give this guidance, they're gonna try to find it online on internet, and oh boy. What they're gonna find. Duality and the choice of the path. The choice of your path will determine your actions and how will become, regressive or progressive. Sometimes you don't have choice, right? You are born into a terrible environment, I know. Then second aspect, standing as an equal. When you stand as an equal, you are listened to. You start a communication, you start exchange, and they listen to you and they take an account, what you think, what you want. They cannot refuse, because suddenly they see you as their equal and they cannot treat you as a cattle anymore. So anything you want, they'll do it. You say bring me home, I do not consent, they will bring you home. 231. You know that's the future, different races mixing together, like in Star Trek. I'm sure the Kylie Dockert will have a future, and in the Federation when they will stop their trade and they will start to behave because they have a potential of being good people. Meditation with Koron. I will call upon Koron to guide us in a short attunement. Koron, the weight of your human bodies. He is interacting with the gravity of your planet.